Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We're not a sports station. We get that. But there's a lot of sports going on lately, of course. Chiefs lost last night to the Texans. Sam got to see that up close and personal. Where were you? 12th row?
12th row, 42-yard line.
Is it worse when it's 26 degrees out and we lose and you're there to witness it?
I got to be honest with you. Yeah, the Dolphins playoff game where it was the coldest playoff game in Arrowhead history was worth it because we won.
Yeah.
But when you're just standing there waiting for something good to happen, and I mentioned it in the 2 o'clock hour when we were talking to Cody and Gold, there were four drives that we did not complete a single pass. Mm-hmm. And you start to question, what am I doing here? What am I doing here?
Did you stay till the end?
Till the very end.
Good for you.
Speaking of football, have you noticed how many college football teams are saying no to a bowl game?
Well, no in point. Protest, we talked about this kind of at length over the weekend because they need to update the system and add more teams. I even asked, why not do like an NCAA bracket where the division champions all get this automatic bid to play in this thing? So I think Notre Dame's out. Is that correct?
Notre Dame's declined after being left out of the playoff.
They were left out, and there's another big one. Notre Dame was just one of them.
How about Kansas State?
Yeah, it was K-State.
Didn't Ohio State?
Iowa State.
Oh, Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Both, by the way, K-State declined due to a coaching change, resulting in a $500,000 fine from the Big 12. Iowa State opted out of their bowl invitation. They also got a $500,000 fine.
Yep.
Baylor, which apparently is a 5-7 team, but they're eligible, so they want to focus on 2026. KU, a 5-7 team that was bowl eligible, however that is, I don't know, also declined.
Well, you saw it last year. I mean, with some of the biggest bowl games, some of the biggest college football teams, they didn't decline, but not a single starter played.
Right. So then what's the point?
Yeah. I mean, we're playing with third strings at this point because they all want to protect themselves either for the next season or the transfer portal or maybe even an early draft if they're good enough. It's ridiculous.
They've got to get this figured out. Nebraska, by the way.
Weren't they all in some room over the weekend?
In a Las Vegas conference
room trying to hash all of it out. And then if changes are coming, we won't see that until next year. It's like a committee that's got to figure all this out. I wouldn't want to be on that committee.
The transfer portal lawsuit ruined college sports. Mm-hmm. It's not even NIL. It's not even paying the players. It's the transfer
portal.
Easy for me to say. Lawsuit a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Big soccer weekend. We're going to have Kathy Nelson is going to join us tomorrow. She just got back from the
Selection
party
in D.C.
And had a board meeting today during the body of our program. She will join us tomorrow. I know you were glued to that, Scott. And for people, you know, we've said this again and again, even if you don't watch soccer, the economic impact to our town as millions of people flood into here from all over the world really cannot be overstated. It's an exciting time.
The economic gravity that this World Cup is going to bring to Kansas City, even with some of the turd games that we ended up getting over the weekend, not the least of which is Ecuador against Curacao.
It's all right.
Now, I said this with Wink and Amy this morning. if you're looking to go to a game just to say, you know what?
I went
to the World Cup. Your best bet is going to be Ecuador and Curaçao.
Oh.
If you just want to be in the stadium and say, I saw it, that's your game.
Sort of like if you want to see the Chiefs at all for a reasonable amount of money, probably from this point forward, those prices are going to go down.
Probably that Denver game on Christmas Day, Sam.
What about it?
That's your, if you want to go see the Chiefs at a reasonable price,
yep. Mm-hmm.
That's your game.
I'll be there.
Unless a whole bunch of other teams lose and we win four in a row, which could still happen.
I'm holding out hope. I have no faith, but I'm holding out hope.
I love your passion. I love your hope.
Uh-huh.
It's over.
Like I said, I have no faith, but I'm holding out hope.
18% is not over.
You don't think that's a
I thought Cody was going to say, if he missed it at the 2 o'clock, I thought Cody was going to say it's 1%. And I'm like, oh, well, yeah, 18%.
Hey, we've got a bigger chance than the Royals had.
Yeah.
Okay. For them, it was like 0.00024%.
But back to the previous conversation, they being the NCAA, have got to figure something out regarding this transfer portal.
They've opened that bottle and let the genie out, and I don't think there's any putting the genie back in.
The only thing that I was walking the dog the other day, and Sam and I were on the phone talking to each other, and the transfer portal came up.
Yeah.
And you had a really good idea. Let me share the idea that I had, and then you tell everybody what your idea was. I can't remember what it was, but it was really good. I like the idea of you can transfer once, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so let's say I'm a freshman at KU. I'm a big-name superstar quarterback, but for whatever reason, I'm not cracking the starting lineup. I transfer to Utah, okay?
Okay.
No problem. You can transfer to Utah. Transfer again, and you have to sit out a year.
So you get one transfer without penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get that year back if you have to sit out?
No. So, for example, I go to Utah for sophomore year. I'm not making the money I wanted. I'm not starting. All right, so now I'm going to transfer to Florida.
Yeah.
I have to sit out my junior year.
Okay. So you better, when you make that decision, that you had better make the correct decision for you.
Yeah, I mean, how many times are you watching football on the weekend and they're like, you know, quarterback so-and-so played last year at Utah State, the year before that at Cal,
right,
and then started his career at Washington. It's like, my God. Now, what was your idea? You had a really good one.
Well, I mean, that was basically my idea. If you transfer, you have to sit out a year. But since then, I have done more research. I know. Sorry. Violation. And it was a lawsuit right after the NIL was passed where a college player, I can't remember who it was, took the NCAA to court saying that it was discrimination or something. I can't remember what it was. But they were saying that it was illegal for them to force you to redshirt on a transfer, because before NIL, you could transfer, but you had to redshirt a year.
Right.
Now, if you redshirted, you still got that year of eligibility. What I'm saying, with the money involved, if you're going to, say, I don't know, leave Tennessee for UCLA for $4 million, Mr. I am Aliava.
Who?
His name says I'm Aliva, but that's not how you pronounce it.
It's kind of funny.
He said, I'm Aliva, and then he got the short end of the stick because they didn't pay him as much as he was expecting. But anyway, if you decide to leave specifically for money, you have to sit out for a year, and you don't get it back. So you only then have 3 years of eligibility, and you better hope that they perform after they transfer, because all the money is on the line. But that'll never happen because of one lawsuit involving one player 2 years ago. Dumb.
Well, they've got to get this figured out.
Well, don't you think that's what all of those people in that boardroom were trying to figure out over the weekend?
Probably.
You think they were just eating popcorn and drinking beer, which is also true. Like, I think they understand because the coaches are the ones screaming. We got to get a handle on this. I don't even know my own players' names.
I will not watch KU basketball.
Well, I will.
I don't know who they – I'll watch them maybe starting in March.
You see Coach Self's lost a lot of weight, by the way.
Yes.
Looks really good.
He looks healthy.
Really good.
They're probably having meetings about this because they realize that they're losing massive amounts of revenue because they messed the whole thing up by not doing it properly.
And there needs to be a cap on how much money a school can pay a player.
See, but that turns it into a semi-pro league, which is what they're not going to do.
Well, right now it's a pro league.
Well, I know, but they're not being paid by the teams, though. They need to keep it separate from the schools. If they involve the schools and bring in contracts and force the school to pay out the money, they then become employees of the school, and it is officially a semi-pro league.
But
right
what,
now,
what
in
would
a
be wrong
sense,
with the contract?
Well, the school is just not going to do that much paperwork.
Especially with football.
But right now, in a sense...
One thing, if you're talking about rowers, but how many people are on a football team?
It's That's entirely
a lot of players.
Endorsement-driven. So yeah. The money can come from anywhere. The school doesn't have to worry about it. I don't like the idea of a cap, but if you're going to transfer, sorry, bud, you're riding left bench all next season.
Is it true that today is National Christmas Tree Day? We got our Christmas tree over the weekend. It is not up yet.
Is it real or fake?
We were going to go real. We went back and forth because we were in Biloxi for...
Was it $400?
It is National Christmas Tree
Day. We were
in
Biloxi for 9 days. And so you feel like as you start marching toward the holiday, do we really want to put a real tree up to take down in 3 weeks? So we went fake this year.
Good.
I bring that up only because one of the sports guys asked us, why during Christmas time is Mariah Carey's song All I Want for Christmas so popular? It this week has tied a record for the longest running number one single. And here's what I'm going to tell you. We don't need to play it, Sam.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't. That song did not chart. Carrington and Scott were arguing about this in the newsroom. That song did not chart until 2019.
So let me,
she came up with the song like when? In the 90s?
It did chart. It hit number one 20-something years after it was released.
Why? She first unleashed that beast on us in the 90s. And now it is the longest running number one single tied and started to chart in 2019.
She makes $3 million a year just on the royalties for that song. $3 million a year.
After climbing to number five last week, the song has once again reached the top, according to Billboard. This marks its 19th week at number one, matching the record held by Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus.
Could you sound more white?
Old Town Road, as well as, oh wait, Shaboozy's A Bar Song, Tipsy.
Worst song in the world.
You know, have you seen the meme going around? And it's Carol Ann from the horror film Poltergeist. And she's staring at her television and she's looking over her shoulder. And instead of just the black and white snow on the screen, it's Mariah Carey. And it just says, she's here.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We are boarding for Jerk Air, and we have a new passenger.
And I'm going to sort of a little bit defend one thing about what happened here. Not the way she handled it, but one thing.
Okay. Wild TikTok footage captured an irate United Airlines passenger's foul-mouthed meltdown after her flight was delayed amidst the government shutdown last month. The viral incident unfolded on the tarmac of Newark Liberty International Airport and ended with the passenger being removed from the plane, according to the TikTok that was posted on November 10th. Quoting here from the passenger who took the video, "This woman went absolutely nuts, and we had to return back to the gate to remove her. Video shows a blonde passenger exiting her window seat and stopping in front of a flight attendant who she snaps at. I'm getting up. I'm allowed to stand. When you keep us on the tarmac for an hour, I'm allowed to stand up." The flight attendant nods and calmly tells the fuming passenger, "It's not a problem." Not a problem at all. Really not a problem for me to want to blanking stand. You blanking C word.
Right. Not okay to say that.
The irate passenger then spits as the flight attendant walks away.
Also not okay. Mm. However, can I just say one thing? But however.
That's assault with a biological weapon.
No, I talked to Sam about this out in the newsroom. If you get anxiety or are a little bit claustrophobic when you fly and you are trapped in that fuselage, there are some people among us who get very, very agitated having to sit for an hour and be told you can't stand up. I understand that agitation. I've had it happen. I've had it happen where there's no air conditioning and 2 hours later we're still sitting there. And my anxiety, I went into complete panic mode.
Because if the plane's not moving,
caged
there's
rat.
No AC.
Caged rat panic mode. And just, you know, I would never stand up and call a flight attendant a name or God knows spit on anyone. But I remember just thinking, get me off the plane, get me off the plane. I've got to get off. I've got to get off the plane. And in this case, she was escorted off the plane. I mean, but have you never been trapped in that fuselage,
yes.
Especially in the summer where I remember thinking, maybe I just want to be thrown off. Like, open the door and let me jump D.B. Cooper style because I can't sit here another second.
Several years ago, we were on the tarmac in Cancun for 2.5 hours. No AC. It's always hot in Cancun. Your friend Sandra Olivas can testify. She was sitting in the row in front of me on the way back from Kansas City. And it was anxiety-inducing. And I wanted to get off that plane, but, you know, I'm there with my kids and, you know, what am I going to do?
We also had a couple of weeks ago a flight attendant who was agitated and loved to talk very loudly and overmodulatedly into the microphone. And one man, as we were stuck on the tarmac maybe 40 minutes, one man stood. And we were not moving. The plane was on, but we were not moving.
Okay.
And this woman repeatedly, if I have to tell you one more time, you are in violation. She was literally screaming into the microphone over one guy that kept standing. And remember, I said to Johnny, why not just go discuss this with that guy? Because maybe he has anxiety issues.
Mm-hmm.
Why blow the rest of our ears out repeatedly when we're all trying to behave, but we're sitting here stuck 40 minutes.
Well, how long is it going on? Because I would stand. I would be losing feeling in the lower half of my legs.
I think there's a fine line between telling everyone this is how you have to behave, there's no exceptions, and the gray area that starts seeping in after an hour.
And by the way, if they made me sit back down, you better believe that lawsuit was coming for loss of joy of life because my legs went
right,
numb.
The first thing this woman says... When the flight attendant kind of gives her a look, the woman goes, oh, I'm standing. If you're going to trap me here for an hour, I'm standing.
What would be the problem with just standing up?
Because there's some rule.
If the plane randomly moves, plane they could be liable.
Yeah, if the plane is on, which is why this woman was screaming overmodulated into the mic last week like four times when we were stuck there. There's some rule. I'm saying we need to have a discussion about that rule. And I'm not...
Do we overdo it here?
Yeah. Yes.
Because when I was in Bulgaria, this happened. I was stuck on the tarmac for like 45 minutes. It just so happened that the plane was so small that when I sat down, I had to put my knees up like a foot and a half.
Oh, God.
So I was like pretzeled in there. So my feet weren't even touching the ground, kind of a thing. And I asked the flight attendant, I'm like, any idea how long I'm going to be here? And she told me about an hour. And I was like, do you mind if I just stand by the bathroom? Because this position's not going to work for an extra hour. She was so nice about it. She's like, yeah, no problem. Like, use it if you want to. I was like, okay, thanks.
I just feel like there needs to be a number, and it's certainly an hour, but I would even say 45 minutes.
Are you not allowed to get up and go to the restroom?
You have to let me stand. And so up to the point where that woman had said, I'm standing. You're going to trap us here for an hour. I'm standing. I am in camp anxiety, crazy woman. Now, after that, I can't defend what she did.
You mean the C word and the spitting?
Yeah, nor would I, and you know that.
I know.
She did work F, C, and B into the same sentence that back to back to back.
Adjectives and verbs all mixed together. That takes...
She's a wordsmith.
Mm-hmm.
Is she? Really? 913-586-7798. What would you do? You're on the tarmac for an hour, 2 hours. The flight attendants are telling you to sit down. David Bloom, remember him? The reporter from NBC News?
He died
in a tank in Iraq. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Kathy Nelson, the head of the Kansas City Sports Commission, will be joining us on the program tomorrow after it was learned over the weekend which games Kansas City is going to get in next summer's World Cup.
Were you disappointed?
A little bit. It was when they came in on Saturday, we were driving around, took Sarah to lunch, and we were driving home, and I just looked at the list, and I'm like, meh. I mean, there's no killer matchup. But having said that, and I said this on Friday, there is a chance that Portugal will end up playing Argentina in the semifinals, and we would get that game, and that would be Cristiano Ronaldo from Portugal against Lionel Messi of Argentina. One of them could potentially end up playing their last international game in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And those tickets take out a second mortgage. They're going to be that expensive. That would be a killer matchup.
What is the funniest, worst thing you've ever done in your younger years, Scott, when maybe you could not afford car repairs to repair your car? And I'll start. I had a minivan.
Oh, I remember this story.
It smelled like urine and Ritz crackers. And I once tried to drive forward in a store parking lot and had one of those concrete parking stops in front of me, unbeknownst to me. So when I went to drive forward, the bumper did not survive that driving decision that I made that day.
Yes, it did.
With a bungee cord,
yes.
Joe at the time decided, we don't have the money to fix this. We're going to bungee that sucker on.
Oh, it survived. It just was laying in the parking lot.
I never now park with that thing in front of me. What do you call those big concrete? They're just...
I know what you're describing.
Horizontal concrete pieces. And I was in a grocery store. Instead of backing out, I pulled forward and it destroyed my car. Did you ever do anything like that?
Not like that. But by the way, that wasn't that long ago because you drove that minivan.
Years.
You drove it when you first started on this show.
Oh, yeah.
And you would park it in the company parking lot and I would go outside and go, whose white trash vehicle is this?
Oh, yeah.
The word you're looking for is parking block.
A parking block.
Wheel stop.
Yeah.
Or bumper ripper offer.
Bumper ripper offer.
Yeah, right here, it's listed.
So that's one of mine. Sam, you've never tried to hand weld anything back on your truck or
No, when I do it right.
You do it correctly. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
I did have my car get hit in the parking lot. I wasn't in it, and nobody was in the other car.
It was a runaway car?
So Dusty, the engineer,
yeah,
he still drives this Ford Bronco circa 1985.
Beautiful piece of machinery, an original
not
Bronco.
Not involved in the slow speed chase, but could have been.
Should have been. And he, that car is a piece of walking crap.
It runs.
Beautiful piece of history.
And I remember one day, somebody came in from downstairs and said, hey, is that blue car out there, is that yours? And I said, yeah, why? And they said, well, there's been an accident. And I said, what are you talking about? Apparently, Dusty's 1985 Ford Bronco, the emergency brake gave out. No, it's a true story. Gave out while he was upstairs on the third floor.
Yeah, driverless.
And for whatever reason, the emergency brake gave out. It started rolling through the parking lot right into my car. Just literally totaled it. Totaled my car.
That's that, like, you call your insurance company and you're like, you're not going to believe this.
You haven't seen this one.
However. All right. So the winner today goes to a driver in Wisconsin who was down a headlight. And you know you can't drive around without headlights or taillights, although God knows in this town people try.
Mm-hmm.
Sheriff's deputies went to social media after they caught a driver using a flashlight for the headlight. Oh, there's a photo, you guys. Left headlight was working just fine. Right headlight is just out. So he takes, like, loads it up with four double D Duracell batteries, takes one of these heavy duty flashlights and just shoves it into the hole where the light bulb of said headlight used to be.
Is that illegal?
While an attempt was made to increase visibility, quoting here from the sheriff's department, a flashlight is not a safe nor legal replacement for proper headlights. He was cited. Favorite stories of the day. And then this story. We go to Disney World where...
Nobody wants to go there.
I know. It's not my thing. It's not your thing, but people love it, Scott. There is apparently now a class action lawsuit after Disney made changes to a popular program that lets qualified disabled people skip long lines at their theme parks in Florida and California. Now, I am pro helping anyone who is disabled.
Sure, of course.
In a parking lot or otherwise, they do have certain rights that you and I do not have because it's harder for them to get to the front door of a grocery store when they park, right?
Okay.
Before we get into the class action lawsuit, let me tell you why Disney made the change, making it harder for people to jump to the head of the line, even those who say they are disabled, okay? What happened was they started a program called the Disability Access Service Program. It's called DAS or DAS. And it allowed pass holders and immediate family members to make an online reservation for a ride while you are in the park. And then when you're called, like sort of like at a restaurant, your number is called, it's time to go to your table. Sure. You get into a special line that takes about 10 minutes to go on the ride instead of 1 to 2 hours. The program was working fine. They started it in 2013 until people started gaming the system.
Give me a boot and some crutches. Let's go.
Yes, Sam. And so listen to from Disney's perspective.
Very funny.
Before last year's changes to the policy that is now this focus of a lawsuit, the percentage of guests having disability passes.
Let me guess, skyrocketed.
Oh my gosh, Scott. It went from 5% of park goers, which you would say. Like, I don't know what percentage overall of the United States is disabled.
It's not 5%.
But 5% seems like an accurate, more fair number in any given theme park. 5%, all right? We're going to give you your 5%.
Sounds reasonable.
it jumped to more than 20% and was growing, showing no signs of slowing. So now the disabled people, I don't want to say actual disabled people, but we have to make a...
Tell me I'm not.
A different... Right. That's the problem, right. Sam. It's like the service dog. Tell me I don't need a service dog.
All right. 25% of Americans
yes.
claim that they have a disability.
That would not allow you to stand in line.
It doesn't say what their disabilities are.
Because I could have, like, glaucoma, and that doesn't mean I can't stand in a line.
I don't know. I got to be honest with you, and I hesitated to share this or not. It was incredibly frustrating when the new Cars ride open and I was at Disneyland and I waited for 4.5 hours and I watched the same group of disabled people ride the ride 4 times, just walking past me because they're going in the disabled line.
And it's all their family members too.
And I was like, what's going on here?
You waited
4.5 hours?
4.5 hours.
It was the opening day for that ride. Some people waited like 16 hours.
Okay.
Disney narrowed the scope of what having a disability means from a wider range of disabilities to mostly guests who, quote, due to a developmental disability like autism or similar, have difficulties waiting in a long line. Under the changes, guests seeking a DAS pass must be interviewed by video chat by a Disney worker and a contracted medical professional determine eligibility.
You're telling me that a 18-year-old kid at Disney is going to be able to tell if I really have autism or not?
Plus a contracted medical professional. Visitors have been told, if we find that you are lying, you can be barred from all of our parks.
Also, if I did have a disability... $25, we're going to the front of the line. Let's go.
Well, you're not allowed to do that anymore because they said they also had employees who I'm sure were fired who were taking...
bribes?
Tips.
Yeah.
Let's call them tips. Like $100 to get people to the front of the line. So now they're saying, look, this is our policy.
Mm-hmm.
You have to draw the line somewhere, don't you?
Between the ages of 18 and 44, 24% of Americans say they are disabled.
Okay. Your brother, Scott, who I've known for many years, mm-hmm. love that guy.
He has epilepsy.
Has probably not had an epileptic seizure in
years.
Mm-hmm. We hope that continues. I think they're trying to draw the line with people like your brother who could say legitimately, I have a disability.
Really?
But if a medical professional said, when was your last seizure? And he said, back when Milli Vanilli was charting, he would not be able to go to the front of the line. And I think most people would agree that's appropriate.
Telephone number is
disability or not.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We are not, nor would we ever, be in some macabre business of ranking disabilities. We're not going to go there.
My father was disabled.
But we will quote from the lawsuit, and we were talking about this during a break. I'm with Disney on this. The passes for skipping to the front of the line because of a disability, those passes skyrocketed from 5% to 20%, then 25% with no sign of it going down. So what Disney has said is we have to clarify who gets to go to the front of the line.
And keep in mind, you don't go to the front of the line. You don't have to wait in line.
Yeah, they just text
They'll beep you and say, hey, your time is coming up in 10 minutes. It's like at the DMV.
Yes. Here's what's interesting about the Americans with Disabilities Act, according to Disney's response of this lawsuit. Disney says the Americans with Disabilities Act does not require equal treatment of people with varying disabilities. The company accommodates those visitors who don't meet the new standards in other ways. For example, this is in the lawsuit, Scott. In a crowded movie theater, a person in a wheelchair may be entitled to priority seating, even if they arrive right before the movie starts.
Correct.
While a deaf person may only be entitled to a seat with closed captioning. So you accommodate the deaf person for the deaf person's needs, and you accommodate the wheelchair-bound person for a wheelchair-bound person's needs. And all Disney is saying is, and I think they're saying this without saying this, if you are deaf, you can stand in line with everybody else. There are certain disabilities that absolutely are disabilities.
What if you're blind?
That gets us back to ranking disabilities, and I refuse to do it.
This problem, by the way, is not just at Disney. Airports?
Yes.
People are asking for wheelchairs so they can get early boarding.
Or the cart ride. You see those people on carts?
Studies are showing it's happening at Ivy League schools.
What do you mean?
They implemented protocol where if you have certain mental disabilities, whatever that may be, ADHD, depression, anxiety, you will get more time on tests and in some cases even notes on tests.
Sure.
The rate of students using that has gone from 3 to 20%.
Okay.
No, not okay.
Can you imagine being the person at Disney that gets to decide whether or not you're disabled enough? There is a job description.
And how old is that person?
I don't know, Scott.
Let's go to Jay in St. Joe. Jay, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing this evening?
We're doing really well. Thank you for asking.
Okay. Now, just give you guys fair warning. I used to work for the Mouse about 15, 20 years ago.
Okay.
So things have probably changed. I cannot use my real name because of it.
Sure.
Just to put that out there. As a cast member for Walt Disney World or Disney proper, I worked in Orlando for a year and a half at in Fantasyland and Toontown, or whatever they're called now. As a cast member, we were trained in the 40 hours a week training that we took that people who had special needs, disabled, whatever you want to term you want to use today or now, but those unique people were given a wristband or a card, and everybody in that party was given the same wristband, card, whatever, for the time of their visit.
Yeah.
Jay, we got 20 seconds. Go ahead. We only have 20 seconds left.
All right, no problem. Sorry. Basically, that wristband allowed them to get access pass is what it was, fast pass, which most theme parks do use. Whether you're blind, deaf, disabled with ADHD or whatever, it didn't matter. And the person who determined that was the person at the front gate when you walked into the park.
Oh, you determined it back then, right at the point of gate entry?
Quick break for the news.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You're going to have to come back on a day that you're more disabled than today.
Help us out with Coats for Kids if you can. Go to KMBZ.com and click on the Coats for Kids icon or text KMBZ Coats to 44321.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.